I'd like to talk a little bit about the Catholic Church, East and West. Civilization in the city of Rome was all but extinguished by the year 476, but scholars today recognize that the Roman Empire continued to thrive in its eastern capital of Constantinople and what we call the Byzantine Empire. As Edward Luttwak notes, the Byzantines did not use the word Byzantine. They called themselves Romans, and their enemies called them Romans as well. The Byzantine Empire was formed around 400 AD, with the capital at Constantinople, a city on the margins of a Muslim East and a Catholic West. Surrounded by Muslim nations in the Middle East and to the east, the Byzantine Empire was almost constantly at war over its thousand-year history. Successive waves of Huns, Avars, and Mongols from the steppe, Slavs and Viking Russians from the north, Persians and Arab and Turkic Muslims from the east and south, and so-called light-haired peoples, the Franks, the Goths, and the Lombards from the west. Constantinople therefore depended on an extensive spy network to protect itself from enemies both foreign and domestic. In his extraordinary study, The Grand Strategy of the Byzantine Empire, historian Edward Luttwak has uncovered the extraordinary tactics of the Byzantine leadership to maintain security. The genius of Byzantine grand strategy, Luttwak observed, was to turn the very multiplicity of enemies to advantage by employing diplomacy, deception, payoffs, and religious conversion to induce them to fight one another instead of fighting the empire. Perhaps the most notable and innovative strategy of the Byzantines lay in recognizing the limits of their resources. The Byzantines realized that they could not annihilate enemies as the Romans had done, because to destroy an enemy exhausted Byzantine forces and opened the way for the next wave of invaders. The Byzantine strategy was therefore to play her enemies off against each other, and this required an active intelligence and espionage network, both to collect information and to sow intrigues among their enemies. The way the Byzantine intelligence system worked was rather simple but effective. Byzantine spies were escorted to the frontiers by scouting parties. The spies then made their way to foreign capitals, often disguised as merchants, in what we would call today commercial cover. The spies lived and worked within enemy territory. By using messengers, they were able to communicate information back to Constantinople and to remain in place in foreign countries, continuing to collect information. Luttwak adds, Byzantine spies were adventurers sent to bring back the needed information, not to sit behind desks. The Byzantines were fortunate not to have embassy installations. The absence of embassies rendered Byzantine spies far harder for foreign governments to track. The Byzantines had good spies, but no intelligence bureaucracy at all. Officials involved in the management of espionage performed these functions along with other duties. They never had a bureaucratic hierarchy of intelligence and never thought to create one. Luttwak concluded, the Byzantines' intelligence work was excellent. They didn't shy away from subverting even the most devout Muslims. If the domination of Islam is inevitable, reasoned some of their recruited sources, then what does it matter if I provide intelligence to the Byzantines? The Byzantines had a can-do attitude and knew what a little gold could do to subvert even the most outwardly ideological opponents.